This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. India has articulated its vision for global growth, peace and security at the Quad Leaders Summit in Delaware in the US. Addressing the summit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the Quad's commitment to a free, open, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific. Mr. Modi underlined that the Quad was here to stay, to assist, to partner and to complement the efforts of Indo-Pacific countries. During the visit, the major announcements made include Quad Cancer Moonshot, Maritime Initiative for Training in the Indo-Pacific, Maitri, First Ever Quad at Sea Ship Observer Mission, Quad Ports for the Future Partnership, Quad Principles for Development and Deployment of Digital Public Infrastructure, among others. India also announced establishment of a space-based web portal for Mauritius and a new subcategory under the Quad STEM Fellowship for students of the Indo-Pacific. To take the Quad agenda forward, they adopted the Quad Wilmington Declaration. The leaders welcomed the next hosting of the Quad Leaders Summit by India in 2025. Now we go live to New York, where Prime Minister Modi is currently addressing a community program.
हम एक बनकर, नेक बनकर आगे बढ़ रहे हैं। यहां इस हॉल में ही देखिए, कोई तमिल बोलता है, कोई तेलुगु, कोई मलयालम, तो कोई कन्नड़ा, कोई पंजाबी, तो कोई मराठी और तो कोई गुजराती।
Prime Minister Modi will meet with CEOs of major US companies to promote collaboration in advanced technology later tonight. Tomorrow, Prime Minister Modi will speak at the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly focused on multilateral solutions for a better tomorrow. Back home in Haryana, campaigning is in full swing with leaders of various political parties holding rallies to woo the voters. JJP leader and candidate from Dabwali, Digvijay Chautala, addressed a press conference in Sirsa today and said that the state is heading for a hung assembly this time. However, he clarified that he will not do any alliance with BJP. Former Haryana Chief Minister Bhupinder Singh Hooda addressed a public meeting in Chautala village in Sirsa today, where he canvassed for Congress candidate Amit Sihak from Dabwali constituency. In Bihar, around 13 lakh people are reeling under the fury of flood due to sudden rise of the water level of Ganga and other rivers. 12 districts including Patna, Bekusarai, Vaishali, Khagaria, Saran, Munger and Bhagalpur are worst affected by the flood. Eastern Railway has cancelled 8 trains and diverted more than 20 on this route in view of the safety of passengers. Standing crops, seasonal horticulture crops and green vegetables are damaged due to the flood. In Sri Lanka, National People's Power leader Anurakumara Dissanayake has won the presidential election, defeating opposition leader Sajith Premadasa of the Samagi Jana Balavegya after two rounds of counting. On his victory, the president-elect has thanked the people of Sri Lanka and called for all communities to be united towards realizing the dream of a new beginning. India has struck historic double gold medals in 2024 Chess Olympiad in Budapest, Hungary. Both men and women teams emerged on top. In the open section, India's maiden title win was secured following Arjun Erigaisi's victory over Jan Suberge of Slovenia in the final round of the competition. The Indian team for the open category included Gukesh D, Pragyananda R, Arjun Erigaisi, Vidit Gujarati, Pintala Hari Krishna and Srinath Narayanan. In addition, in the women's section final, Indian women team defeated Azerbaijan 3.5-0.5 to clinch the gold. The team comprised Harika Dronavalli, Vaishali Ramesh Babu, Divya Deshmukh, Vantika Agarwal, Tanya Sachdev and Abhijit Kunte. And that is the end of this news bulletin.